That's who I am. You know me as Lita, from the proud Noose clan, the wife of Ta. But I will no longer be part of your family. You are no longer my clan. Wanadu, sister, now is the time. We must stop this disease.
She stays here.
My daughter and I will leave this place.
Do not go, Lita.
We will stay. If you make that monster leave, will you do that for your daughter?
I just want a peaceful village. Surely what you are asking does not restore peace in this place.
I never did think I would see the day in which my husband would choose peace in the village over the safety of a child. His child. This is no husband of mine. This is no father to his daughter. This is no man.
Ta, let her go. She won't last long out there alone.
Wait. I'm sorry, Auntie.
There is nothing that you should be sorry for, nephew. You can come with us.
No, he stays with me.
I am so sorry, Sugu.
Lita and Kutan left the only place they knew as home and traveled far. They found the nearest cannery town, founded by American companies seeking to profit from the rich Alaskan waters. The land was familiar, but the town, the people, they were foreign to the mother and daughter.
Here it is, Kutan. The man we met said we might stay here if we work.
What kind of work will you have to do, Mother?
Cleaning floors and such.
But that is lower class work.
What do you think we are now, Kutan? After 3 months in that nasty cannery camp, you should appreciate how much better this is. Now come. Our room is just here under the stairs. Wait. It is time to take off your necklace.
Mother!
Kutan, do not argue. You will take that clan necklace off. We may need to sell it soon.
Sell a clan necklace? But we can't! And how will they know what clan I am from?
Kutan, we are nobody here. The Tlaitka do not have clans. Now take off the necklace. You cannot wear it at the school anymore either.
Mother, I do not want to go back to that school anymore.
It is shameful to listen to you sometimes, Kutan. Barely 3 months at that school and already you have given up.
But you do not understand, Mother. This woman, this teacher, she does not like us. I am trying to learn this Tlaitka language, but she does not teach it well. She just gets mad when we do not understand fast enough.
Then you must learn the Tlaitka language faster.
Mother! She hits children who speak our language.
Then you must learn how not to be hit, Kutan.
Mother!
Kutan, stop your crying this instant. You are let off too easy in the village, but you cannot cry here as you did before. Do you think it will be easy here, cleaning up after people like a low-class person? All you have to do is learn some words. Here. Now do not think on people like that teacher. Think on things that will get us through the winter, like mending this shirt for the people who pay us. Keep your hands busy.
Kutan kept her hands busy, in sewing and in school. As the years passed, Lita kept herself busy cleaning the hotel, repairing laundry for townspeople.
Daughter, let us sing the Noosk song.
Oh, Mother, why that one again? It is a child's song.
Our ancestors put their wisdom in the songs, so we can still learn from them. It's not like those silly Tlaitka songs.
What Tlaitka songs?
Oh, that one about those three mice, and they could not see, and they cut their tails, or some such thing. Silly. They teach us nothing. But these songs, these clan songs, come from those with wisdom. So we will learn them, and maybe one day we will understand better.
Yes, Mother. But may I tell you something that happened in school first?
I hope you have been behaving.
Yes, but listen. We were learning about science and animals, but the teacher was going so fast, and some of the little ones, like this girl Ganook, could not understand her and what she was saying. So the teacher asked Ganook to describe the behavior of a deer. She left her village when she was a baby and did not know how a deer behaves.
But you knew the answer, did you not? Did you tell the teacher?
No. I mean, yes. I knew the answer, but I did not tell the teacher.
Kutan, we have been over this year after year. No matter how the teacher treats you, you must learn what she is teaching and make sure she knows you know it.
But this is even better. I helped. Good night.
All right, Kutan, tell me.
Well, when we stopped for lunch, I started to tell her a story. You remember the story of the deer and the bear that Sigeti used to tell? I told Ginnuk that story and how deer was a strong creature at first, but then he's scared and spooks at everything, especially bear, who wants to eat him.
Ah, I always liked that one.
And the story helped her. When the teacher started picking on Ginnuk in class again, she just started reciting the behavior of a deer. Just like that, all right from the story.
Well, of course, that is good clan knowledge, and you listened well to... No. No, Kutan, this is no good. If this teaching interferes with your own studies, you must stop.
Mother, that is not how a Noose clan woman would help others back at home. She would help the others first, and then she...
Well, we are not at home, are we? So how about we sing? Kisania Wushat. Kisania Wushat. Gayek Sawinusk Sawinusk. Kisania Wushat. Kisania Wushat. Gayek Sawinusk Sawinusk. Kisani. Ah, Kutan! You let the stitches go uneven again. I told you again and again.
They are not that bad.
Oh, look at that. All different spaces.
It is just a stupid old nightgown. They are not even paying us the regular price for it.
I used to weave beautiful robes that the greatest clan leaders prized, and now I work on smelly old rags. But do you think I work with less attention to these? Your father may have let you get away with being lazy. But if you are supposed to do it, you treat this nightgown like it is the most valuable dancing robe you have ever seen. Now, do it over.
Okay. But I need to do it later. I want to go to that evening social I told you about.
Of course you do.
Are you angry, Mother?
Would you be angry if your daughter ran off to have fun and failed to do what she promised?
What did I fail to do?
You promised to do our laundry.
But I did!
Why are you talking back to me? I told you to do all the laundry, and there, look, laundry all over the place. Such a mess.
Yes, but... But these two dresses need that different kind of soap, and I thought since they were our Sunday dresses, I would just do them later.
Always later. Always later. You're so selfish sometimes, Kutan. Just go to your party, and I will do all the work.
No, Mother, I do not have to go... I can stay home from the social. I am sorry.
And now you stay home and mope and make me feel like a bully for not letting you go. No, go to your ridiculous social.
I will wash them now and they will be hanging up in no time and I will just go a little late to the social.
And so we look like these low-class Indians who cannot show up to a gathering on time? You'll just shame us, Kutan. Get out of here.
I am sorry, Mother. I do not understand what I can do now to make it better.
You cannot make it better, Kutan. That is the point. You cannot make any of this better.
What can I do to...
Stop crying. All you do is make a mess and have me clean it up for you. I will tell you what you can do. Clean up your own damn mess. Of course you would leave me, daughter. Oh. You surprised me, Cousin Raven. Are you looking for some mischief? Or some food, little Yael? You do not trust me. I suppose that is wise. Never know what harm can come from us humans, eh? Maybe you saw that scene my daughter made in there. She's just so frustrating, Raven. She can be a good girl, but... Oh, when she does things like that! When she makes a mess and cannot clean it up properly herself! I see your big black eyes glaring at me, Raven. I see you think I am too hard on her. But do you know what I gave up for her? You know nothing of it. Wandering the earth as you do. You cannot know what it means to be part of a family one day and alone the next. And they could be a good family cousin. I know. How could I not have known? These people... These are the same people who left me alone with Kutan. Who would rather a little girl. My little girl. They all turned their backs. But how I miss them. I miss them. I miss them. I miss them. And I love them, Raven. Even still,
Even after they hurt me so much. Even after all these years, I love them. And I wish I could be there. You cannot know how lonely this feeling is, Raven. Because you never lost so much. I am as hollow as this trash can inside. I stink of emptiness and everyone can smell it on me. Yes, I am angry, cousin. I am angry that I had so much. And now it is gone. And I am here alone. And Kutan cannot even be grateful for it. I hate her sometimes, Raven. How can a mother feel this way? It was not her fault what happened. She was just a child, but without her, I would be home right now. I know I should not feel this way. But all I see when I look at Kutan is the face of my sister, my mother, people to help me and love me. Not cleaning up the garbage of these Dlight Ka people. Raven, stop staring at me with those eyes.
More winters, more summers, and Kutan continues to learn and grow, and soon reaches the head of her class at school. Sita continues to clean, to sew, and to earn a meager living for the two.
You are late, daughter.
I am sorry, mother. I just... Something happened. It is Mr. James?
The new school teacher?
Yes. Yes, he...
Kutan, what?
Mr. James is hurting some of the girls. Hurting them...
Is he hurting you?
No.
Kutan?
No. He tried.
Well, I am going to go down there and...
He did not touch me. He tried. But I told him no.
You told him no?
Yes. And he told me he knows how to fix girls that tell.
Have you told anyone about this?
No, I came right home to tell you.
You must tell someone. Immediately. You must tell the town's night police.
The police? But the police are all Dlight Ka. They will not help us.
They have stopped some of the men at the bars from hurting women before. They might help.
They only help because those women were Dlight Ka, I am sure.
It does not matter. You must tell someone.
But he didn't do anything to me. He just tried.
But you know he is hurting other girls, do you not?
Well, I suspect. But I did not see anything.
Then you must tell them what happened to you. Tell them what he said.
Do you want them to kick me out of school?
Do not be foolish. Of course not. But if they do not believe you, if they push you out, if they treat you even worse, Kutan, if they throw rocks at you, you must tell. If you do not wish these girls to be harmed anymore, this is what you must do.
I cannot do that.
What do you mean you cannot? Do you have a voice, or did you lose it? It is very simple. If you have a voice, that is all that it is. It is speaking and speaking until someone hears you. And you do not stop until someone does. A child learns to use her voice before she is a winter old. But you are not a child anymore. As a woman, you must learn when to use it. This is one of those times.
But what if they do not believe me? What if it does no good?
I tell you, Kutan, it does not matter. You must use your voice to let someone know. And if nobody listens, you must at least show those girls that you are using your voice for them. You must show them that someone is going to say, this is wrong. You must let them hear you.
No. I cannot do that again.
What do you mean, again?
To stand there again? Like when you made me when I had to tell about Jinnaha? The way they all looked at me.
Oh, daughter, I... Maybe that is not how I should have... If I had that moment over again, I may have handled it differently. But even so, even if the police have the same reaction, you still need to tell.
Mother?
That's enough now!
I am. I just...
You just what?
Mother... Will you please come with me?
Of course, daughter.
Soon enough, Sita could see Kutan was no longer a child. She grew into a young woman. But as Sita worried what the future held for them, she got news one day, out of the blue.
You wouldn't believe what happened today.
Mother,
Why are you packing? Are we going somewhere?
We are going back to the village.
Why would we do that?
It is about Sago. He... Sago died.
What? What do you mean? How do you know?
Your father sent for us. A man came. He knew Sago by name. Your cousin threw himself off a cliff.
No! Why? Why? Why would he do such a thing?
The man said... He said Sago was caught with... He was caught with a little girl.
You mean...
Yes. Yes. My nephew started hurting children, too. We will go home in the morning.
Mother, if we are going back to the village, I must have robes to wear at the funeral.
Oh, I suppose so. Here, you can wear the one I was making for your graduation. I will just wear my nice tunic.
You cannot wear that, Mother. It is old and falling apart.
Well, it should suit me just fine, shouldn't it?
I have something for you.
What is this?
Ever since you started working on my graduation blanket, I did not think it was right for me to be the only Nusk clan woman here that had a new robe. So I worked on it after school. The children helped sometimes.
You made me a new button robe?
It is not so much. It is not as beautiful as grandmother would have made, or as well done as you usually do. But I am still learning.
The stitches are quite even. It is a good robe, daughter. Now come. We will say our farewell to Sago.
Sita and Kutan made the long trip back to the village. To Kutan, it seemed as if everything had changed. The village seemed much smaller than her memory. To Sita, it felt as if the village had frozen in time. Mother and daughter stepped out of the canoe and made their way into their former home, just in time for Sago's ceremony.
Here.
Oh, Ta. I knew you would come.
Of course. I loved Sago. I loved him like a son.
My darling wife, how I missed you.
I missed you too, husband.
And my little dear, you are a beautiful young woman now. Kutan, you look so like your mother.
You see, I knew she would come. She would come for Sago, and it would all be as it was. Now, Hlita, everything will be fine. Embrace Jinaha and...
No! No! He does not touch me!
But, sister, surely at a time like this...
Never, Wanadu. There is no time that he will be anything to me again.
You see. You see now. She will always be that stubborn, ungrateful child with no respect. I wanted to think the best of her, but they were right. She won't change.
Do you not see? We can be a family again. With Sagu laying there, you will still say your way is right.
Life is so difficult for me now, Tlita. Everyone looks at me different. Surely that is enough revenge for you.
Be reasonable, Tlita. Just be reasonable.
Oh, sister. If you could just stop trying to stir things up, we could all be together. Sagu would have wanted this, I know it. He missed you.
What is this? How dare you all?
Kutan, respect.
You do not get my respect, grandmother.
Kutan.
No, father. You do not get it either. You do not get my respect. You do not get my obedience. You do not get my silence. You do not get anything because you threw me away with both hands. What are you people?
You are the most disrespectful grandchild.
You will not silence us ever again, old woman. Our voices will be heard. You think Sagu would have wanted us all to embrace and be happy together? No! No, he would not! My cousin wanted away from this place so badly he threw himself off a cliff to escape it. You know why. My cousin, my brother, got caught with a little girl. Not a day later, he couldn't live with who he was, could he? You dare hide away from it, Wanadu. Sagu told you about what happened to him when we were little, and you did nothing. You carry part of the blame for turning him into what he hated. And you too, father. You knew. You knew about Sagu and you knew about me, but you wanted it all put away for the sake of peace. Was your peace worth it?
This behavior is what comes of that woman raising you alone!
That woman. That woman was on her hands and knees for years because the people that were supposed to be there for her abandoned her. That woman was the only one brave enough to look that monster in the face and tell him no. You do not talk about her. That woman is a good mother. You never were.
My blanket! My beautiful blanket!
I see who you really are. And I see inside you. And it is hollow and ugly and filthy. No one here is clean. You were right to take me from this place, Mother. There is only sickness here.
Mother and daughter made their way back to their canoe, preparing to leave forever. But just as Tlita was about to step into the canoe, she stopped and turned. She looked at the village, so much more run down than she left it those years before. Kutan didn't look back at all, but quickly began to get into the canoe.
Kutan, wait. Things are different. What do you mean? I must stay here.
How they spoke to you just now? How little they have changed.
But I love them, Kutan. I love them still, and they live in blindness. They are worse now than when we left, when I left them. They need help out of it.
They do not deserve help. They are happy in their blindness.
You still have much to learn. They are not happy, not at all.
But they do not deserve help.
They need help, and I love them, so I will stay. There is nothing for me in the town, and there is much for me to do here. A lifetime...
I cannot do it, Mother.
Cannot do what?
Stay here. Let us go back to the town, and we will make a life there, a good life, better than what we can have here.
Oh, daughter, I am not making a decision for you.
Of course you are. I know you miss them, but I do not think we should stay. And I did not get a chance to tell you. They want me to teach. They offered me a place teaching little girls at the new school. Let us go and make this new life together.
Kutan, you do not have to stay.
So you want me to leave?
daughter.
No, that's it. You want me to leave? Of course. Of course you do. You want to stay with the people you really want to be with, have always wanted to be with. And you do not want the person who started all this trouble to stay with you and make it more difficult.
I have not said a word about wanting you to leave.
Yes, you have.
No, you silly girl. I have not. I understand that it is difficult for you here. It is difficult for me, too. But your words in there. You used your voice, Kutan. And I was so proud. I realized in that moment that your voice will carry very far, daughter. Much further than mine ever could. My voice was meant for this place. I will use my voice to help the people I love. And you will use yours to help children in the Dlight Ka world. You have a life there, and it can be a good one.
I cannot leave you alone here.
Do you remember the song I used to sing to you when you could not sleep at night?
The lullaby?
Do you remember the words, daughter?
Yes. I do not understand.
Just listen. Ishan, Ishan, Geet, Awa, Geet. Ishan, Ishan, Geet. Awagi, a say ya woodly sa. Ah yadi, ah yadi, eat see woodly see. Ah yadi, ah yadi, eat see woodly see. Ah to what ah ye swat, ah ye swat, hoot. Awa hoot, ah ye swat, ah ye swat, hoot awa hoot. Gone outy gone outy gone. It just sounds like a song about a storm. But it is really a song about what a mother's job is. You may not believe me because even though I tried to be a good mother, I failed at my most important job.
You didn't fail. You...
No, I failed to protect you when you were little, and then I failed to protect you again and again. Many mothers fail at this. So when a mother fails to protect, then a mother's job is to hold on. When there is a storm your child is in, you hold on with all your might, and you cover your child with your arms, because a child believes they have done something wrong to deserve the storm. But a mother... A mother knows if you hold on long enough, the child will know that the rain falls on everyone. Do you understand?
I think so.
A child believes the storm is their fault. But a woman knows it was just something she had to get through. A woman cannot have someone holding on to her forever. She will always be a child.
I think you are telling me to leave.
That is a child's thinking, Kutan. A mother is never the one to let go in a storm.
And with these words, Kutan knew what she was going to do. She embraced her mother and climbed into the canoe alone. She set off for... Well, she set off. That's a story for another time. As Sita watched her daughter, her strokes swift and strong as she paddled away, Sita saw a motion in the distance. It was her own mother, huddled now on the beach, with no beautiful robe to hide her from the village or warm her from the cold. Sita saw this and turned away. She began to walk toward the clan house, but then Sita stopped to look at the raven, peering down on her with questioning eyes. She looked back towards her mother. Lita then reached into her bag, took out a plain, warm woolen blanket, and walked toward her mother. As she wrapped the blanket around her mother's shoulders, Lita had no words, only a song.
Ishan, Ishan, Geet. Awagit, Ishan, Ishan, Geet, Awagit. Ah, say, Awadlisa.
Our Voices Will Be Heard was written by Clinkett and Denina writer Vera Starbard and directed by Larissa Fasthorse of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe. Music composition by Clinkett composer Ed Littlefield. Visit nv1.org for the complete cast listing and to hear the unabridged production. Our Voices Will Be Heard is a Perseverance Theater production supported by the Fairbanks Art Association, the Siri Foundation, Alaska's Children's Trust, Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, Fairbanks Native Association, Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, Francis and Dave Rose Foundation, and Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. This performance is a production of Kwanic Broadcast Corporation and distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 31st Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, taking place from July 4th through July 7th at Waterfront Park in Portland. Performing artists this year include Beth Hart, Robert Randolph and the Family Band, Ruthie Foster, and the Mavericks, as well as annual traditions like the Bill Rhodes Harmonica Blow-Off, Zydeco Dance Lessons, Blue Cruises, After Parties, and much more. Again, that's the 31st Annual Waterfront Blues Festival, taking place from July 4th through July 7th at Waterfront Park in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the